So hello everyone, this is Christian Verwijs from the Liberators Network, and I'm here with my partner, Barry, and we're here to do an experiment, which is to have a conversation and record that as a podcast, so we hope you like it. And, well, Barry, what would you like to say to start with?
Yeah, so this is me, Barry Overeem, or Barry, that's fine as well. Well, I think the topic that we choose was focusing on the Scrum Master learning journey. And recently, I think a week ago, I published a blog post, which was called My Journey as a Scrum Master. And while writing the article, almost automatically, I ended up writing about the Scrum Master learning journey. Although that was not really my intention, that was the way I finished writing the blog post, because probably that's also where I am right now in my sort of journey as a Scrum Master. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think I started as a Scrum Master about 10 years ago, something like that.
Long time ago.
Yeah. Also had quite a lot of fun moments while reflecting on that journey, because I started as a IT application manager and then moved into the project manager role. And as a project manager, almost made every mistake that you could make or failed. I think it was sort of like, if there was a ranking with worst project managers ever, then that could have been my first reward. That was also, so my failure as a project manager was a reason to become a Scrum Master, to explore different ways of the, supporting development teams in developing software, and that's all the reason that I ended up at Scrum.
Also what's an example of one of those? You say some of the failures that I made are a reason to start work as Scrum Master. What's an example of one of those mistakes?
Micromanaging developers. So that was sort of like, I really had a feeling like the work that they are doing is complex, and given the complexity, they need a lot of structure, guidance, and constraints, and sort of like every day checking, okay, what is the plan, what are the tasks that you are going to do today, and then at the end of the day check if, actually during the day check if they were sort of like on track, and then the next day really check if all the work has been done. That was sort of like really everything was fixed, like the work that the developers were doing was fixed, the promises you've made to the clients were sort of like set in stone, and sort of like everything continuously changed given the complexity of the work. And my biggest failure was sort of like not accepting that the work that they were doing was unpredictable. They just did not think hard enough.
So that, for you, that was sort of an insight that made you decide to switch role, become Scrum Master, because you felt this was better for developers, for the team?
Yeah, for me, the main reason was everyone was unhappy. So the internal organization, the management was unhappy because we basically made a loss of every project. So profit was something that was unknown for me in my role as a project manager. And the developers were unhappy because they really did not have any freedom to explore new ideas. And the customer was unhappy because they never saw the product that they paid for. So sort of like, nobody was happy. And that was the reason that I sort of like started exploring different concepts and frameworks.
And you started out by explaining the Scrum Master learning journey, which is something that we're both very interested in, and helping other Scrum Masters on their journeys.
Yeah.
Because starting as a Scrum Master is not... Well, it starts with a decision, like, I'm now going to be Scrum Master, or I'm going to try to be a good one, but it's a journey, because it takes a lot of time to learn. Yeah. What did that journey look like for you?
Yeah, so what I noticed in the beginning is that I tried to sort of like figure out all the answers to the problems that I faced alone. So when you introduce Scrum to the organization, you will stumble upon a lot of challenges. And in the beginning, it was sort of like, I'm going to figure it out all by myself just by reading all the books about Scrum. Mm-hmm. And by reading all the books about Scrum, probably I will have all the answers.
What's an example of one of those challenges that you faced?
Contracts, like our sales department was used to, they only knew one way of selling contracts, so selling basically products, that was just like everything is fixed. Fixed scope, fixed budget, fixed planning, and we try to be agile within those constraints. And that was almost impossible to succeed as a developer team and also to succeed with Scrum. So convincing the sales department that they should embrace a different way of making, basically making agreements with customers, was a huge, huge challenge that I faced. And I couldn't really find a lot of material about it, a lot of ideas. So what I started doing was visiting other organizations and approaching other Scrum Masters to see if they recognize the problem and to learn from them. So what is it that they've tried? For me, that was sort of already sort of the start of what we currently see as part of the Scrum Master learning journey. And that was sort of like getting in touch with peers, getting in touch with other Scrum Masters. And not maybe not even to learn from their solutions, but more to have other people that share the problems that you're also facing. Mm-hmm. And maybe together you can, or just explain the challenges to each other and that's it. That might already
sometimes it helps already, right?
That's already enough. And maybe even you can figure out small experiments that you can both try in your own organizations. And because you can really sometimes, in retrospect, when I reflect on my career as a Scrum Master, the times that I was sort of stuck within my role with challenges that I faced, those were moments where I did not took a lot of time in engaging in a wider community. I was so focused on solving problems within my silo that I just didn't see the solution anymore. And sometimes when I just started talking to Scrum Masters from different organizations, then just by talking to other Scrum Masters, new ideas emerged.
Isn't that also one of the patterns that we often notice in all the Scrum Masters that we work with, including ourselves, is that a lot of the problems that we face are quite similar? Like the example that you give from how do you do sales within an agile environment, my organization struggled with the same question.
Yeah.
I think we ended up with a somewhat different solution than what you did at NRISE, but it worked for us. And I think that just the recognition that other people are also struggling with that is sometimes already enough. Okay, I'm not alone in this one, and other people can inspire you with their ideas. That's awesome.
It's really cliche, but it's really a lot of organizations think that their problems are unique. And that might also be the mindset of a Scrum Master. Like the challenges that I'm facing as a Scrum Master, probably no other Scrum Master will face this problem. And only when you engage in a wider community, you discover that you are definitely not alone.
Do you know the rubber ducky solution?
What can you explain?
I think it's more from extreme programming, or at least developers use it a lot. And the idea is that sometimes the act of explaining the problem is already enough to find a solution. You don't even need someone else to offer you a solution. So the idea is that if you have a problem that you're struggling with, try telling it to a physical ducky, that's a rubber ducky that's on your monitor. And I think for Scrum Masters, a good way to do that is to talk about the challenges that you're facing with another Scrum Master. They don't even have to solve it. Just trying to verbalize the challenge is already enough. I mean, from my own journey, I had a lot of worries about, are they going to take me serious? Is my development team going to take my idea seriously? Are they going to accept me in this role because they used to know me as a developer and as maybe a bit of a project manager? But simply talking about that worry with other people was already enough. They didn't need to help me overcome those worries. So that was the way I did it.
That's a good one.
So what else helped you on that journey for yourself as a Scrum Master?
I would say certification.
Can you elaborate? Why is that?
No.
Just do it. What's useful about it?
The topic certification is like, it's a big topic. And for me, certification is not about the certificate. And it's great if you focus on certification and eventually you get the certificate. But for me, what was very useful is just the path to getting certified. And for me, the goal of achieving a certain certificate really sort of like it encouraged me to do a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of asking around in the community with people that had already experienced in that similar path. So every time when I focused on achieving a certain certificate, I noticed a sort of boost in my, I don't know, my enthusiasm of learning new stuff.
Or maybe also your self-confidence.
Yeah, like, okay, yeah. Eventually, if you achieve it, then it's also a boost of your confidence. Mm-hmm. So for me, my entire career has in a way, was pretty certification focused, but not really only. If I would have had the option to achieve the certificate without just, I could push a button and then magically all kinds of certificates would appear in my profile, I would not go for it. It's not about the certificate. It's more, I just like the focus on...
It's about the journey.
It's about the journey. Yeah.
It's about the journey.
Yeah.
And doing it together with other people that are on the journey.
So in the beginning, I focused on achieving the PCM1 certificate, and that was really like, probably I read already almost all the, let's say, the recommended books about Scrum to achieve my PCM1. I read far too much about Scrum. and then the PCM2 was another big step. It was the old PCM2 one. I think about 7 years ago, you only had PCM1, PCM2, that's it. Nowadays, you also have the PCM3, but wasn't available by then. And that was sort of like a huge step, and did a lot of research and really knew, I thought, and from a theoretical perspective, I knew probably everything about Scrum. And then I focused on becoming a trainer. That was sort of like the... Mm-hmm. And for me, focusing on becoming a trainer was not even about becoming a trainer as an ed state. It was more like a lot of people that I respected were part of the Scrum Talk community. So for me, that was more the reason to try to... It was more like try to join those people. Yeah. It was more my... And becoming a trainer was sort of like an extra benefit.
You do raise a very interesting topic by mentioning certificates. We have to do another podcast on
that.
But I like the idea of framing it as a journey where it's not about certificate, but about what you're learning on your journey towards it.
Yeah.
I remember going to Gunter Verheyen's PCM2 class twice because I don't know why I went twice. I went twice. And the first time I went there with a good friend of mine who founded a company where my first job as a Scrum Master was. So we attended the class together. And it was a really nice opportunity. He was the product owner in the company. So as product owner and Scrum Master, we were in the same class. So we were having a lot of discussions about it. It was really nice.
Yeah.
And doing that together really helped that company now online be successful with Scrum.
Yeah.
So we're now organizing a workshop, Scrum Master Learning Journey, because we feel that it's important for Scrum Masters to help each other in this journey. It's also important for us personally, right, to help other Scrum Masters in that journey. We've been doing it for 10 years now, so we've seen a lot of situations, but many Scrum Masters have recently started. So what can people expect from a workshop like that?
That's a good question. Maybe what they should not expect is like during that one day workshop, they will receive all the answers on how to become the most awesome Scrum Master ever. And also during that workshop, we are gonna promote, let's say, the sort of like self-organizing capability of the Scrum Masters, like something that Scrum Masters expect from developers, but it's something that they should embrace themselves as well, because every journey is unique and different. So we are going to put them in a position where they can create their own journey as a Scrum Master and make that journey relevant for them and include people, make connections and start relationships with Scrum Master that they think can contribute to their journey.
Yeah. So building a network is also an important goal for the workshop.
Yeah. And I think your network is one of the most important things to have as a Scrum Master.
Absolutely. Because we cannot do this work alone, right? As Scrum Masters. Not just for the reason we mentioned that you need to help each other.
No.
But also because it feels good to be part of a larger community that's trying to make change. And create change, help organizations and teams work with Scrum more effectively.
Yeah.
And we want to create that opportunity
with
this workshop.
But also maybe in an even painful way, offer a mirror to let Scrum Masters reflect on, so where do you think you are in your journey as a Scrum Master? Where are you really if you are
being brutally honest.
Yeah, if you're brutally honest. And what would be a good next step? What is it? What is behavior that you need to change as a Scrum Master? Or what is behavior that you might even help others change, but mostly look at yourself, the way you fulfill. It's always easy to change. It's not easy to change others, but it might be comfortable not to do a decent introspection, but keep it away from yourself. And
it kind of fits with a principle that we have, right? So change always has to start with yourself.
Yeah.
So you can always talk about teams and my team should do this or that, or my product owner should this or that, and I'm going to help them with that. But that's not change. It has to start with you. What are you going to do differently? So my hope is that we will have a lot of moments where Scrum Masters are like, wow, I am going to do this differently from here on. Or I've discovered an assumption that I'm making about my team that is completely wrong, and I'm going to change that. I'm going to work from a different assumption. That would be awesome.
And maybe I'm hoping on a bit of commitment, in a way, commitment to each other. Like during the workshop, it's the kickoff of a Scrum Master learning journey. So during the workshop, each Scrum Master is going to design his or her own journey as a Scrum Master. And afterwards, we are going to organize retrospectives and other theme-based workshops that might be part of that journey. But I do hope that we are not going to... We get the question a lot, so can I sign up for the... Can you sign up my team of Scrum Master for the entire journey? And the answer is no. Everyone should sign up themselves continuously. Because to me, that's also a bit of like commitment. Like, let people sign up themselves.
And it's an individual journey. Ultimately, every journey is an individual journey. So you have to make your own decisions about whether or not you're joining a workshop about conflict navigation, which may be awesome for you, but for others it may not be as relevant. So you have to make those decisions.
And you don't have to join. It's optional.
It's optional. Like,
so really hope that the people that will join are just passionate and enthusiastic people.
But so far we have 50 participants.
Yeah.
50.
Yeah.
Quite a large number for the first time that we're organizing this. We're really looking forward to
different countries, so it's not only Netherlands.
Like do you know which countries are present? Denmark, I think.
Denmark, Germany,
Switzerland, UK.
Yeah, UK.
Someone from outside Europe? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure, but it's quite a mixed and diverse group, and also from all kinds of different companies, small companies, very large global companies. So it's really diverse group.
That's going to be such a pleasure to work with a group of 50 experienced Scrum Masters. I mean, we're going to learn even more from them than the other way around. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we're really looking forward to that. And thank you for listening. I think this is a nice short podcast. If you're interested in joining the Scrum Master learning journey, we'll put the link in the comments so that you can subscribe there. We don't have that many seats left, so if you're eager to join, make sure to do so. We probably will do one again next year, but, well, you really want to be there for the first time. This was Christian Verwijs and Barry Overeen.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.